Okay, we're back. By the way, I appreciate all the great comments during the break. It's just great to listen to you talk to one another about how basic, simplistic, but yet unbelievably eye-opening this information is when you understand just how profound, how deep, and how powerful these simple concepts are. Any questions, comments, or observations about anything we covered so far? Yes. Good question. The question is, what about do we learn more by teaching? And I was going to bring this up a little later, but I'll bring it up now since you asked the question. I talked about the ways that we as members of the societies learned this information. I mentioned that there were some, on occasion, quote, workshops or seminars that we participated in groups. I mentioned that we learned a lot of this information via books, and I explained the reason we learned it from the books. They weren't manuals with instructions, but they were generally 80% stories. And these stories were about real people. And some of these manuscripts, by the way, are actually over 1,000 years old. Many of them have been, obviously, they're not from the same paper that were printed 1,000 years, but they were passed down verbatim, and now are housed in society members' homes in manuscript form. And some of them have been, reprinted and reprinted and reprinted over the millenniums. And we're given access to these books. And we learned by reading the books, by using our imagination, we actually observed real people. And by observing, we developed those neural pathways in our mind. That's how we learned the basics. We also learned it by observing our teachers, our quote mentors, the people that we were assigned to that kind of were our personal teachers. We also observed other people who were in the societies and observed them, and we're always kind of on call for being questioned on what our observations were, because observations were very, very powerful. Obviously, by doing it ourselves over and over at the conscious competence level. But there was also another method. But this happens later, and this is by teaching. This is overdone in today's society. Everybody wants to be a teacher. Everybody wants to teach a seminar, write a book, before they know anything. I mean, it's really unbelievable to me who's teaching stuff. It's like, why don't you learn it first before you teach it? And someone says, well, you learn it best by teaching. Well, you can't learn anything that you don't know by teaching it. Do you understand? You're just teaching wrong stuff. You're adding all of your old habits, all of your old patterns into the new material that you got. You turn around and teach it, and you muddle up the whole water. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. We used to play that game when we were kids. You get five or six people in a circle, and I would tell a short story, only 1 or 2 minutes long. And I'd whisper it into a person's ear. They would turn around and whisper it to the next person, who would then turn around and whisper it to the next person, who would whisper it to the next person, who would whisper it to the next person. And that person would get up and tell the story. And it was nothing, nothing like the story that I started with. You know what I'm talking about here? That's how the teaching method works today, with all of these people trying to teach stuff. So the problem here is when I teach you, and then you turn around and teach that guy, before you know it, you're adding all your own garbage and you're changing the recipe. And that's why the guy fourth down the chain, he ain't learning the truth. He's getting all wrong information. And this is the method of teaching today. That's why when you read most books, who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? This great teacher of wisdom and knowledge that got it from four mentors, who got it from their mentors, who got it from all started teaching it to people before they learned it, before they knew it. before they've proven that it really works. And it gets muddled up all the way down the track. And that's why 99% of the books, that's another reason why 99% of the books and seminars and workshops that you're going to are not only a waste of time, but detrimental. Because they're giving you wrong information. And that wrong information is not on purpose in many cases. It's by well-meaning people. But you're not getting the true information. Yes, we get to the level of superior expertise or superior proficiency in this data when we start teaching it. But I can tell you, you're an apprentice. You're learning until the day you die. And you have to have that spirit of a student. You have to have a high teachability index till the day you die. You're always learning from somebody. But you're not teaching this stuff until you have really mastered it. And we never started teaching it until the mastery, the proficiency of the data was evidenced by the physical manifestations in the real physical universe. In other words, we could make the souffle. Okay? I kicked butt making that souffle thousands of times before I taught anybody else how to make a souffle. Do you understand that? So some of you already are itching to teach this stuff. It's like, I want to teach. Slow down. Calm down. Because right now, you still have 99.9% junk in your head and wrong neural pathways and screwed up knowledge. So you're adding this. You can't teach it yet. You need to master it yourself first by using the methods I taught. So or I mentioned. Again, how are you going to learn this information, the basics? First, for you, it's CDs. This CD series, listen to it over and over and over and over again. You can listen to this 100 times. And on the 101st time, it's going to be like a brand new CD series. Why? The reason you listen to these CDs over and over again, the reason you read books more than one time, over and over and over and over again, is because